Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music each week, Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. It's my chance to play for you songs I love. And I only play things I love, and I'm going to discuss that process of how I decide what I love tonight. However, I do have some new music and some old music and lots of stuff I love. So the first thing is brand new to me. It's a song called Break. It's by the Steep Canyon Rangers. Steep, S-T-E-E-P. And they're the band that Steve Martin formed to play with when he plays the banjo. But they're also an independent band. They have their own records and albums and performance schedule without Steve Martin. He sometimes appears with them. Anyway, I heard this song recently at my cousin Jim's house here in Abingdon. He was playing music he liked, and I like this a lot. So that'll be our first number. It's Break by the Steep Canyon Rangers.
Hey, little girl, won't you set me free? 'Cause I'm not your man and you don't love me.
Well, love's been all around but never touched the ground for you and me. Why can't you see?
Why can't you see? Why can't you see? It's not for me. 'Cause it's a break. It's a cold heartbreak when you find somebody and it just doesn't take. Who am I to disagree when you love somebody but you can't set them free? All the little games and the ugly names that we tossed around this small hometown. Somebody and it just doesn't take. Who am I to disagree when you love somebody but you can't set them free?
That was Break by the Steep Canyon Rangers. I'll probably have another song by them next week, or certainly the week after. Well, next up is Pastures of Plenty, written by Woody Guthrie, one of his classics. I learned this song in college and have always liked it a lot. And this is performed by Alison Krauss in the Union Station. Alison Krauss is one of the top country, bluegrass, folk singers and fiddlers in the U.S. I don't hear her voice in this particular song, but I do hear a fiddle in there, and since it's Alison Krauss in Union Station, I'm betting that's Alison Krauss on the fiddle. So here we go with Pastures of Plenty.
Well, it's always we ramble, this river and I. All along your green valleys I work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life need it be. Cause my pastures of plenty must always be free. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground. From the Grand Coulee Dam where the waters run down. Every state in this union, us migrants have been. Lord, we come with the dust and we go with the wind. Crops. Then it's on up north to Oregon to gather your hogs. Dig the beet from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine. Just a place on your table that lights sparkling wine. Along your green valleys I work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life need it be. Cause my pastures of plenty must always be free.
Pastures of Plenty by Alison Krauss on Union Station. Here comes another new group to me, like the Steep Canyon Rangers. This one's called A Fine Frenzy. And looking it up, I find out that really A Fine Frenzy is just the stage name or the performing name for Alison Sudol, a young woman, 32. And she's been quite popular in Europe. She's charted a number of albums and chart songs. She left high school. She graduated from high school at 16. She said she was young and nerdy and naive and had never done drugs or alcohol or anything else for that matter. And she was scared to death to go to college that young. So she decided to spend 2 years getting into music. And after those 2 years were up, she was so deep into it, she said, I'm not going to do anything else. So she became a professional musician. And she's, I guess, doing fairly well. So this is the first song I've heard by her. It's called What I Wouldn't Do.
I would bake you a mud pie, warm and brown beneath the sun. Never learned to climb a tree, but I would try, just to show you what I'd done. Oh, what I wouldn't do, if I had you, babe, I had you. Oh, I the same place. Didn't know how to say the words. With my heart ticking like a bomb in a birdcage, left before someone got hurt. 'Cause it was what I wouldn't do. I had you, babe. I had you. It was what I would I do. And I had you, babe, when I had you.
That was What I Wouldn't Do by A Fine Frenzy, which is also known as Alison Sudol. Well, next up comes a song that I'm going to talk about a little bit. So first I'll give you some good advice, at least I think it's good advice, and that is beware of any song where the introduction is longer than the song. This is one of those. The first thing I want to talk about was how I pick songs to put on the show. Of course, some songs I just know I like a lot, and that's all there is to it, and I play them, and I may play them again if I haven't played them in a year or so. And or even a month or so if I really like it and it's new. But other songs I hear and I like them and I think, do I really want to put that on the show? So I'll play it back and listen to it and think, where's the hook? Where is the part of the song that really grabs me that I like a lot? Is there any? And sometimes there isn't, in which case I say, well, that song's not going on the show. But other songs I'll put on and I'll think, I'll be listening to the first part of the song and think, you know, I don't think this is going to make it. This song doesn't have, it's a good song, I like it, okay, but it's not special. And then I don't want to play anything that I don't think is special to me. The hope is that there are others like me who will find them, where we overlap with others, so that some of the ones I find special, there'll be some people out there who find special. Not that anyone will like everyone I like. Anyways, this next song is a good example. It's called Myla. And I just heard it recently, and I listened to it today and thought, yeah, it's sort of slow, and but then right about halfway through, things start to happen that caught me, and the hook was in. So also, I want to read you what it says about this group. This is Myla by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. And I love stories like this. I'm going to read you a little blurb on them. Edward Sharp and the Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros is an American indie folk band formed in Los Angeles, California in 2007. Led by lead vocalist Alex Ebert, the group features a revolving lineup of up to 12 people. The band's name is based on a story Ebert wrote about a messianic figure named Edward Sharp. Drawing from roots, rock, folk, gospel, and psychedelic music, the band's image and sound evoke the hippie movement of the 1960s and 1970s. So they're kind of an outlier indie group. Anyway, I heard this song recently, and as I said, about halfway through, the hook got me. So see if you can think where it was that I decided this was one I really wanted to play.
Oh,
Mela by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. Strange name. Next up is the Allman Brothers Band. The Allman Brothers Band are one of the top bands in my history. Wonderful stuff. Kind of loud sometimes. They've been called the principal architect of Southern rock, but they also have influence of blues, jazz, and country. And anyway, this is a song that they wrote called Midnight Rider, and it's had success by various artists, not just the Allman Brothers. In fact, they never did all that well with it. I mean, they got on the hit, they got in the top 10, I guess. But others, Willie Nelson among them, did even better, got their versions of it higher. And there's a story of how it was written. I won't get into that. But basically, Greg Allman was out on a farm, kind of hanging out, goofing off, getting stoned, I think. And he got stuck in the song, and he went out and got one of the roadies, one of the guys that carries equipment, to help him write the words. And the roadie says, you know, I got so bored hearing that song, I just threw some words out, and he liked them, and that's the third verse. So if I'm listening, maybe you'll listen with me. Let's see if we can pick up the third verse. The third verse of Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers. Midnight Rider by the Allman Brothers. I like that a lot. Well, next comes a song that I heard recently, and I guess it's my favorite song so far for the last 12 months. It's called Cure for the Pain, and it's by Gretchen Peters. And I've played a number of songs by her in the last few months. I heard her at the Barter Theater. She was there performing for Mountain Stage. Mountain Stage is a show that's on NPR nationally, internationally, I guess. And they record at different venues. They often record at in Marion, But this time they were at the Barter Theater for the first time, live show, and they record it live and then play it back a week or so later. And I got this particular recording off of the playback. This is Gretchen Peters. She has an album out, several, I guess, and I just like this song a lot. Gretchen Peters is late 50s and had quite a career as a songwriter. She's well known in Nashville as a songwriter and also a performer. But she's never made the big time as a performer, and I don't know why not, based on this song. I think this is just a great song. She wrote it. She performed it. Also, I was very impressed that she brought all of these really great musicians up from Nashville to play with her. This particular song has a steel guitar, and I think it was the only song it was in the whole show. So here's this guy comes all the way from Nashville to play one song. But then again, it's on the national stage, NPR, so they want to do a good job, and I think they did. Here is The Cure for the Pain. Bob.
Damn this love. Damn this hole in my coat. Damn this rain that just won't quit. Damn the sorry waste of it. Damn the truth and damn these lies. Damn that look behind your eyes. Damn this day and damn this night. Damn this losing fight. 'Cause there ain't no point. There ain't. It's not like you think it's gonna be. Not like the movies that you see. Ain't no soaring violins. Just machines. So bless these pills and bless these sheets. Bless this food that you can't eat. Bless the damned who walk these halls. God. Cause there ain't no drug, there ain't no cure to make it like it was. cure for the pain is the pain. The cure for the pain is the pain.
The Cure for the Pain is the Pain by Gretchen Peters. And I enjoy knowing that I am in the audience that you hear applauding there. That's me applauding. It gives me a kick to play a song and then hear the realize that I was there and it was live. It's time to tell you who we are, what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music. And I'm your host, Harry Baia. And we bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. That's your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. We're about 7 miles north of Abingdon, Virginia. And we're 90.7 on the FM dial. And hope you're listening to other shows as well. This is my chance each week to play for you songs I love. And I look forward to doing this, and I have a lot of fun picking out the songs. So, next up is a classic. This is by Aretha Franklin, one of the great soul singers of our era, and the song is called Respect. It was originally written by Otis Redding, and for him, when he wrote it, it was sang as a kind of a begging thing from a man saying to a woman, give me some respect. But when Aretha Franklin did it, she added some parts, and it came out as a statement of a strong, powerful woman, and it became one of the feminist statements of her era. 1970 is when it really came out big time. So this is Aretha Franklin singing Respect. That was Respect by Aretha Franklin. I want to talk about music a little bit. Well, first, I'll give you one of my favorite quotes, which is, if you can Google it up and find it, it's been used in a lot of different contexts, and no one knows who said it first. But the way I got it was, talking about music is like dancing about architecture. I love that. I love it both because it implies how hard it is to really say anything of any significance about the nonverbal experience of music. And secondly, that in a funny way, maybe the best way to talk about architecture is to dance about it. I mean, it's another art form that could maybe suggest some of the same things. Anyway, so what I want to talk about is this. Many times music the band, the orchestra, the background for the singer. Let's take a solo singer in particular, like the next one up is Annie Lennox, a very powerful, strong, unique voice. Quite often, I think of the musicians playing with the singer as forming a kind of a wall of sound, or really a room of sound, or a background, a sort of a palette with paints on it, to across which will stream this utterly unique color and picture. And that's the singer, the soloist, like Annie Lennox. So sometimes the band will join in and play the same tune and be very much part of the mainstream. But more often, or more often when I'm interested, they are doing something almost counterpoint and different, and just sort of laying out a field against which the singer's voice will stand out prominently, and you'll really hear it. And I think that's true to a great extent in this song, A Whiter Shade of Pale by Annie Lennox. The original version was by Procol Harum, and that was the more popular version, but that doesn't keep this one from being utterly great, possibly as good in its own way as the Procol Harum one. Both of them were absolutely fantastic songs. But listen for Annie Lennox's voice and how it contrasts with the music around her. That was A Whiter Shade of Pale by Annie Lennox. Next comes one of my all-time favorites. Now, I know I say that a lot, and I do have a lot of favorites, but this is in the top five and probably a candidate for number one. It's called My Sweet Lord. It's by George Harrison from 1970. It was the first song to go to number one from a Beatle after the Beatles broke up. And even though it's George Harrison's song, Ringo Starr was playing within the musicians, and also Eric Clapton was one of the musicians. It says in the notes that George Harrison wrote this song as a tribute to Krishna, but also a call to get away from the religious sectarianism, all the people who were so focused on one religion. He wanted a broader view, and that was the purpose of the song, was to call for that. Also, one of the notes mentioned George Harrison's slide guitar technique. We should listen for that. The note said his slide guitar technique was as musically distinctive as the mark of Zorro is for Zorro. So apparently he has an utterly unique slide guitar technique. But what I just love this song. This is it's always been one I could just get into and really enjoy. So join me in listening to My Sweet Lord by George Harrison.
I really want to know you. Really.
My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. Well, here comes an interesting one, another one of my favorites, Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus, recorded in 1992, released and became a big hit for him. And it's just a fun song. It also was part of the reason that line dancing caught on. It became a very popular line dancing song, and that's where I ran into it, taking line dancing classes. And it was just became a craze. Line dancing became a craze, and this song was part of it. Interestingly, that year, 1992, was also the year his daughter, Miley Cyrus, was born. She was born in November of that year, after the song had been released. So she wasn't even born when Billy Ray Cyrus was a big star. And then along comes Miley Cyrus up through Hannah Montana, and now her current stardom. She has eclipsed her father's career. She did so before she was still in her teens. I read somewhere that Miley Cyrus, even as Hannah Montana, was an industry, and now she's a bigger industry, one of the most popular singers on the planet, and a wild child. Anyway, this is Billy Ray Cyrus, Miley Cyrus's father, singing Achy Breaky Heart. Oh, I want to mention also the notes say, it's considered by some to be one of the worst songs ever. It's in the bottom 50 of some all-time bad songs list, and a lot of people think it's a terrible song. I pity them. They don't appreciate it. I think it's a great song. So this is Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Laughing, joking about me on the phone. You can tell my arms go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips. They won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaking heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man. You can tell your mom I moved to Arkansas. You can tell your dog to bite my leg. Tell your brother Cliff, whose fist can tell my lip, he never really liked me anyway. Or tell your Aunt Louise, tell anything you please, myself already knows I'm not okay. Or you can tell my eyes to watch out for my mind, it might be walking out on me today. But don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. Well, now I'm going to add a little class to the act. This is Joan Baez singing Be Not Too Hard. And I think this is something for all of us to listen to. It's in dealing with other people and in dealing with ourselves. Be not too hard.
Not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. Be not too hard when he's so about, for he must manage as best he can. Be not too hard when he blindly dies, fighting for things he does not own. And be not too hard when he tells lies, or if his heart is sometimes like a stone. Be not too hard, for soon he'll die, often no wiser than he began. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given to man. Sold or bought, for he must manage as best he can. Be not too hard when he blindly dies, fighting for things he does not own. Be not too hard when he tells lies, or if his heart is sometimes like a stone. Not too hard, for soon he'll die, often no wiser than he began. Be not too hard, for life is short, and nothing is given.
Be Not Too Hard by Joan Baez. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you from WEHC FM 90.7 on your college and community station, and we are the radio station of Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, just outside of Abingdon, Virginia, in the southwest tip. And you can pick us up on the web if you go to ehc.edu and look around for WEHC in the lower right-hand corner and click your way through. It's time to wish you all a good night and to encourage you to do what I ask you to do every week. And every week I ask you to do the same thing with me, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.